Hear it, that's good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Oh, also, so what you want to do is instruct people to work with someone they haven't worked with before, so you can go from beginning to end. Are we good?
Yeah.
Okay, terrific. Okay, I see you're in deep contemplation.
Yeah.
You got something we can work on?
Yeah, it's how am I gonna make all this work on a practical level?
On a practical level. Mm. Okay. And you've got concerns about figuring that out, or you've got concerns about?
Yeah, I've got concerns about how I manage my time.
How you manage your time.
Yeah, because okay. I get a sense that it really, there's a lot more time that I have to manage than I'm able to.
You're right. And is that currently, even now, without MBIT, that's a challenge for you? Or is putting MBIT into it create the challenge?
Well, it's already a challenge without MBIT.
It's already a challenge without MBIT. Okay.
Yeah, and it ties into that, even though we went back there. You know, it has to do with balancing life and mothering and work.
Mm. Okay.
And
all right. So what makes it so challenging? Why can't you just prioritize, make your decisions, and sort it all out?
Because I get confused.
You get confused.
I don't know where to start.
Okay.
And then I feel like I don't have the... One of the major blocks I have in terms of organization is figuring... I don't even know how to... Well, I'm exaggerating a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know how to use my iPhone.
Right.
You know? And it's like a... you know, it's just simple, basic... You know, it's like if I can upgrade my communication kind of, you know, what are they called, computer type mm-hmm. skills without becoming a, it's not about learning computer language.
That's right.
You know, getting cogent and coherent and eloquent or even just fluent with stuff like LinkedIn and, you know, it's just, I feel like it takes me like, you know, hours.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are potentially slightly different things between, you know, learning how to actually wield technology versus organizing and sorting things out for yourself. So, but you...
Okay,
you
when
similar?
I have a notebook...
Yep.
When I have a notebook, I mean, I start writing in the front and the back.
Right.
You know? I get... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get really just like, how do you do this, like, you know, this dance about, you know, putting... knowledge into, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I think I do. Okay. All right, and have you tried anything in the past to try and sort that out? By the way, just FYI, what I'm sorting for right now is this an embraining issue, or is this just simply a performance issue? Because if it's a performance, if it's just simply, here's a strategy, I need to just coach on how to have a strategy on how to sort stuff, then it's, you don't need embraining for that. That's a straight how-to. Right?
But I've got how-to books.
Okay.
I've got how-to books, but I don't have time to read them. Or if I read them, I forget. You know, it's like, how do you memorize what you've read? Mm. You know, that's like a real issue for me. It's like it goes in one ear and out the other. Mm. Unless it's really, really important. But this is really important, but it doesn't seem to be important enough on a priority level.
All right, yeah.
You know, it's just like getting to a level of comfort in just being able to organize and do things so that, you know, and if it feeds the anxiety, because if it takes me twice as long or three times as long to do stuff, then, you know, it's like, well, how can I balance mothering and working if I'm not being really, you know, optimal in my efficiency?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Tell me a bit more about that, about, you know, to balancing all of this, you know, balancing your mothering and your work if you're not at optimal efficiency. Tell me, why is that important to you? What's important to you here? By the way, just a quick aside. Why I'm asking this question is because, as she just mentioned, mothering and a range of things. I'm just catching, as we said earlier at the start with embraining and MBIT. I'm not sure if I actually if she gets busy now, I actually don't know if she needs to actually get more effective and more efficient with her time, because she'll probably load up even more.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, if you got really effective, you'd probably take on more projects and do more stuff, and then you're going to still have the issue of balancing this thing with being mother and et cetera. So I just want to try to probe where is this in the priorities? What really is potentially the issue here? So why is this all important? Why is it important to actually get all of this balance so you can be more efficient?
Just so that I can feel like comfortable, that I can relax and know that, you know, I can provide for my kid, and my kids, I should say. I don't have just one; I have three. You know, so they also it's not the same kind of support that they need.
Yeah,
but, you know, I want to be able to provide for them.
Yeah,
and so.
Okay, terrific. All right, I'm intuitive. I'm hypothesis formulating here. It's probably not going to be about being more efficient. Okay, I'm suspecting now we actually have an embraining opportunity here.
Yeah. All
right. Tracking it so far? Mm-hmm. All right. Let's find out a little bit more about this then, shall we?
I appreciate.
Would that be good?
Time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. Okay. Well, you know what to do. So take a deep breath. That's right. And just continue to breathe deeply, evenly. Excellent. That's right. And you can find yet again those familiar sensations. That's good. That let you know that you're getting in much deeper contact with yourself now. And with all the things that you've done and all the work that you've done, all the things that you know, you know that inside there's an inner truth. That when things are confusing, there's so many things going on. When you're unclear about how to sort things out, when all that's going around and around and around, that's right, that as you take a deep breath, you'll find there's a place of stillness within. A place where things are clear. A place where you can get clear about what your inner truth is. That's right. As you make those changes that allow you to get more access to your own inner truth, become more and more in contact now with your heart. Your heart knows the truth of what's most important to you here. Your heart is clear as to what really is the most important thing to focus on here. You think of all those things that need to be done. Things that need to organize. Yet at the same time, you want to do the best for your family. What does your heart have to say here?
Trust myself.
Trust yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. What I got before that, really early on, was this, a picture of a frightened child.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. It's beautiful. All right. All right, keep breathing deeply and evenly. And deep in your heart, you know, really, the focus here really is about trust yourself. And feeling that trust in yourself. That's right. Just check in with your gut now, as you can trust the deep intuitions of your gut. When things go crazy and it's swirling around, it's confusing, there's that frightened child. But that's not who you are, deep inside. Deep inside, that's right, yeah. So ask your gut, who are you if you're not the frightened child? You may feel that way at times, but deep inside, who really is Victoria? How is Victoria? A Victoria that trusts herself. What does your gut really have to say about this?
This is kind of weird.
Hmm.
There's like this. The first answer that came was Little Mountain.
Hmm.
And then it's like telescoping through these memories that just, you know, like the lineage all the way from, you know, just the my own individual evolution.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, that's just like the emergence of something that came before me as an individual too, so.
Hmm. Hmm.
But basically it's of the earth.
It's
of the earth.
Of the earth.
Yeah. Little mountain.
Yes, the mountain. The little mountain. Excellent. Excellent. So once again, continue to breathe deeply and evenly. And being this little mountain. That in some strange way also evolves over time through history to now. Being of the earth, trusting yourself, I wonder if you can notice the difference in your thoughts. There's the old thoughts, where things get confusing, we don't know how to begin. But then deep inside there are these thoughts that are more real of who you are. Thoughts that come from when you trust yourself, being of the earth, small mountain. Real thoughts of who you are. What are your real thoughts about what you need to focus on here?
It's a crazy world we live in.
Yes.
It's freaking crazy.
Yeah.
That's what my real thoughts are.
Yeah.
It's like, we have gone and invented a just madness.
Mm.
You know, now we're having to navigate through madness.
Yeah.
No wonder.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All right, check in, take a breath again. And keep breathing into your heart and chest area. Coming from a place where you can trust yourself now, being of the earth, small mountain. And realizing that it's a crazy world out there. What thoughts can arise about how you can trust yourself and be small mountain when it's crazy out there, when things get confusing, when things need prioritization, when you need to balance family and all your work activities, when it's crazy out there. What's the real thoughts that come from trusting yourself? Being of the earth, like a small mountain. What does your head say that brings you some clarity? For to begin.
Well, it's really about just in moments like that, just connecting to the earth.
Connecting to the earth.
Yeah. Yeah, just breathing and connecting to the earth. And
remembering to do that.
And obviously embracing is, you know, beautiful practice.
Okay. Well, let's do that then. Take a breath. Breathing deeply and evenly. Excellent. Breathing in into your heart area. Breathing in. Trust yourself. That's right. Let the trust yourself fill your heart area. How important it is to trust yourself. Let it fill your heart. Excellent. And as you continue to trust yourself, allow that trust to flow up, up. And from trusting yourself, thoughts arise. Thoughts of remembering. To connect with the earth. You can trust yourself to remember to connect with the earth. Thoughts arising about how to connect with the earth when things are crazy. When there's things that need to be balanced. Where do you begin? You can remember, connect with the earth, trust yourself. So many ways you can connect with the earth. Trusting yourself to do just that. That's right. And allow those thoughts that remind you to connect to the earth when things go crazy out there in the world. And your heart can trust yourself to do just that. Breathing that down into your gut area, because you are of the earth. Natural, easy for you to do. Connect to the earth, because you are of the earth. Small mountain. Deep inside, small mountain. World can be crazy out there, small mountain, inside, of the earth. That's right. And breathe that awareness of just who you are. Trusting yourself to breathe in back to your heart area now. Trust yourself to reconnect with the earth. So tell me what you're experiencing now.
Well, there's a real force there. There's a real connection with the real earth spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Mm. Tell me more about this connection. What's it like? What is it?
She's a green woman. And she is very wild and extremely powerful. And she doesn't put up with any bullshit.
Excellent.
So, but she changes things from the inside.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So. Okay. It's giving me this I feel very blessed. I feel very blessed to be touched by her.
Beautiful. Okay. Let's do even more. Take a deep breath. You ready?
Yeah.
It could get wild. It could get powerful.
Even more so.
Even more so. Excellent.
Wilding and powerfuling.
Goes with the breathing. Excellent. Gentle, deep, natural. Breathing into your heart and chest area. Feeling blessed to be connecting with the earth. With her energy, wildly, powerfully. Trusting yourself, that's right. Notice the connection to the earth. That's right. And as she blesses you, you can also bless yourself being connected deep in your heart. Feeling the connection that is also bringing even greater awareness of oneness, of compassion to yourself even. With the energy that comes from the earth, blessing you, you blessing you, yourself. Appreciating just how much the small mountain has come through over the years. Appreciating just how much the small mountain has endured, wrestling with all times of confusing activities that come up when the world goes crazy. And yet look how much Small Mountain has done, has been able to do. And now with this new awareness, this new connection to Earth, a small mountain can trust herself, becoming clear by remembering to connect. How small mountain will know. What to focus on when. What the priority is when. A small mountain remembers to connect to the earth. Because like earth, she is of earth. And his compassion for Small Mountain continues to grow within your heart. Allow that compassion for Small Mountain to flow up to your head. Because like the earth, you are creative. Like the earth, you are. The ground in which things can grow. An energy that is wild and powerful and yet immensely creative. There are more ways than you may have realized in the past of how to organize oneself. How to creatively organize the activities you want to do in ways that effectively balance your family, your work, and anything else you might want to do or focus upon. It becomes clear when you can remember to trust yourself, remember to connect with the earth, wildly powerful energy. There's more than one way to organize, more than one way to be efficient, more than one way to balance things. Creative like the earth. Thoughts arising and growing from the ground of your own creativity. New connections, remember. To remain connected as your heart fills with the compassion and appreciation of these new thoughts for yourself. As you breathe that creativity and compassion down into your gut, like the earth, courageous enough to be wild and powerful, the courage of the earth to grow things, the courage that is you of the earth, the courage in a small mountain, just to be. As you are this courage, knowing the actions to take to better organize your life, your activities in creative ways where you trust yourself to remain connected. The courage to change old patterns that no longer serve you. That's right. The courage to grow new life, new ways. Easy for you to do as the earth, because that is who you are. Small mountain. And as you connect with yourself, the courage that you are, breathe that realization of who you really are and breathe that back up into your heart. Fill with compassion for yourself, now knowing who you truly are. So much easier now to trust yourself. That's right. To remember to remain connected to the earth. To remember that you are of the earth, small mountain. So when the world is crazy out there, and there's so many things to organize, it's clear. Stay connected about where to begin. So as this awareness continues to form and grow within you, when you're ready, breathe and gently come back into the room with a new clarity. Excellent. You know, there's things to do in the world, activities to organize, things you have to balance, family, work activities. How will you approach it?
As simply as possible.
Nice.
Just one thing at a time.
One thing at a time.
Yeah. And I think the key... I'd say the key to this whole workshop is really about remembering.
Remembering, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
We already are that. Mm. It's just remembering it, right?
That's right.
Spirit, the emergence of spirit.
That's right. So after this,
thank you.
You're going to head to whatever you're going to do in life?
Yeah.
You're going to keep it simple? Yeah. You're going to remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
As much as I can.
Yep. And what will you sort out first? What's the simple thing, one thing at a time? What's the first thing you would do first?
Make sure I'm fed and watered.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 Great.
You know, and rested and... my boy too, and that kind
yes
of, you know.
That'll help a lot for whatever you're going to decide is the next thing.
Oxygen.
Yep. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Excellent. Thank you. Give me a nice round of applause. Yay.
Thank you. The Kero Indians say Urpi Shai San Koi. To say thank you, it means a dove from my heart.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Urpi Shai San Koi.
Okay, for those of you that were just so keen to want to see the whole thing.
Like Joanne.
Like Joanne.